friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Girl crushed when dad's a no-show for father-daughter school dance, so brother steps in. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When her dad stood her up for the father-daughter school dance, 7-year-old Skylar Hammeter was heartbroken. But that's when her big brother stepped up and saved the day in this inspirational short story. All 7-year-old Skylar Hammeter of Georgia wanted was for her dad to take her to her father-daughter school dance. He hadn't done it the year before, and Skylar desperately wanted this year to be different. "Mommy, I want my dad to come with me to the dance," she told her mom, Trilisha Hammeter. "I don't want Grandpa. I want my dad. I want everyone to know I have a dad." Trilisha was hopeful her ex would follow through on his promise this year. But as she watched Skylar's anticipation for the father-daughter school dance build, she couldn't help but worry, especially since her ex stopped answering the phone days before the big event. "I felt so bad because there was nothing I could do because I'm not a male," Trilisha Hammeter said. Finally, the big day arrived, and the worried mom's worst fears came true. Her ex didn't show. "This is the second year that my daughter's father stood her up for the daddy-daughter dance," Trilisha wrote on Facebook. She cried because she had her heart set on going. But thankfully, there was another man in the house ready to make sure Skylar got to the dance. Skylar's 11-year-old brother, Christian, saw his mom crying and worrying over the situation. So, he volunteered to step in if Skylar's dad failed to show. He picked out a suit and tie to match Skylar's beautiful gold dress, just in case. And when dad didn't show, Christian wasted no time jumping in as her date to the father-daughter school dance. "Y'all, I literally cried," Trilisha Hammeter said. Her big brother stepped in and said he'd take her because he wanted his sister to know that she deserves a man keeping his word and making her feel special. Trilisha's post on Facebook soon went viral, with thousands of people commending Christian for stepping in as a heroic big brother. Trilisha says both of her children had a wonderful time at the school dance, and she couldn't be prouder of Christian for how he came to his sister's aid. "Just know that I'm raising someone a great husband one day," she said. It's so sad to see Skylar's father didn't show. A parent's first priority should certainly be their children. We pray the Lord will change his heart. However, we live in a broken world where relationships aren't always as they should be. But God has a way of working to provide us what we need through others, just like how Christian stepped up to care for his little sister. And even though the people we should be able to trust here on earth may let us down, our Heavenly Father never will. Devoted dad fights for daughter after mom puts her up for adoption without his permission. Written by Aaron Brown. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. One dad fights for his daughter after losing her to adoption. And get this, the adoption happened without his consent. Imagine the strain and heartache felt by any parent. They lose custody of their child, not because of neglect, not because of abuse, or any other legal finding. Instead, this father lost his daughter briefly because the mother put her up for adoption. But this dad decided to fight for his daughter and his right to raise her. The South Carolina father, Christopher Emmanuel, found himself in an unexpected fight for his daughter, Skylar. "I always said I wanted to be a great dad," he admitted. After Skylar's mother put her up for adoption, his ability to do that came into question. He was losing the person that made him a father. When this first occurred, Christopher didn't know of the difficulties that lay ahead. "I was lost. I was hurt. I was confused because I wanted to ensure that I could be there for my child. He later said, I didn't know if I would ever see her again. Ironically, the custody problem came about after he filed to be a part of South Carolina's Responsible Father Registry. He noted himself as Skylar's father. While Skylar was in her mother's custody, Christopher would be notified of things such as adoption. Only he wasn't. Once he tried to adopt his daughter, Christopher was somehow not listed in the registry. His paternal rights had been terminated without his knowing. Many months passed, along with many days in court. After a year, the proud father was finally able to reunite with his baby girl. Christopher has since used this hardship as a learning lesson and now strives to educate other fathers on the adoption process. He calls his educational group the Sky is the Limit Foundation. Now, hopefully others will not face the same difficulties he did, and he's providing a resource so that these men will be better equipped than he was when he first entered the courtroom.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.